best song ever. It was your best song ever. So, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to week 3 of English Land Radio. For our third week at our beautiful and sunny camp, we have been learning about Mardi Gras on our road trip. This week, we have stopped off in New Orleans. In New Orleans, every February, there is a big festival with lots of crazy costumes, crazy face paint, and lots of partying. This is called Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is the French celebration of Shrove Tuesday. In Italy, they have a very special celebration of Mardi Gras too, as we have learned. This week, Pietro is going to tell us a little something about Mardi Gras in Italy.
One of the most popular parties in Italy is the Carnival. This day can be on the 28th or on the 29th of February. On this day, people get dressed with strange masks, makeup, and they do other strange things. On the occasion of Carnival, the schools remain closed for 5 days. The last day of school before Carnival's holiday, there is a big party in my school, but I never get dressed because I don't like it. One of the most popular things of Carnival is the throw of the dove. The most beautiful girl of the year threw herself from St. Marco's Tower. She has obviously got a parachute. That's really impressive. Thank you for the attention.
Thank you so much, Pietro. That was super interesting for all of us teachers to learn about because we don't know anything about traditional Italian festivals. We are learning so much here in Italy. So, for our first song, we have Carlotta. Carlotta, what is the name of our first song?
Our first song is Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Could you tell us a little bit about Green Day or about the song?
They are a band, an American band, and this song is from 2005.
Why do you like the song, Carlotta?
I like so much the lyrics.
You like the lyrics a lot. You know what? I liked the lyrics when I was your age, too. So, our first song is Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
I walk this empty street on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up, my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me.
Okay, so that was Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, which is a total blast from the past for me because that was the first CD I ever bought with my own money. Nowadays, teenage girls seem to have interests of a different kind. So this week I learned a little bit about the idea of fandoms and fangirls. So this week we have got Christina and Julia to tell us a little bit about their teenage interests. So, Christina.
Okay, if you see a girl that's walking on the street that has strange symbols on her arms and wears strange clothes, I think you found a fangirl. She's the one that when she hears her idol's name or something about her fandom, smiles or laughs or screams. She's the one with the light in her eyes with a big and wild fantasy. She's the one that cries or laughs apparently with no reason. She's the one that sometimes the other people don't understand. She's the one that stays hours and hours at the computer or reads for days. She's got her own world, and sometimes she looks like absent. But she's the best type of person that could exist. She's not crazy. Her reality is just different than yours.
So that is the idea of a fangirl, and now we're going to hear about the idea of fandoms. So the girls have decided to tell me a little bit about two of the fandoms that they are a part of. So first we have Julia, who's going to talk to us about the Teen Wolf fandom.
I watch some TV show, but my favorite is Teen Wolf. I love Teen Wolf because I'm a fangirl and I love the story. My favorite character is Allison, but she's dead. Now my favorite are Scott, Style and Lydia. I hate Kira because for me she's useless. In season 6, Tyler Oakley will return. My favorite ship is Callison or Stydia. A ship is a couple of charters or people.
Okay, that's very interesting. And now we'll hear about the second fandom, which is one that I can identify with, Harry Potter.
It's the biggest fandom in the world. Everyone knows it. And J.K. Rowling created a beautiful world. If you read the books, you'll be completely captured. It's a drug. It literally transports you in another world. And I swear, you'll never forget it. It helps you to escape from the from noise of the world, from your problems, from sadness. It's got real magic in it. The noise of the train at platform 9 3/4, the voice of Albus Dumbledore is just wow.
I totally agree. I remember waiting until midnight for the books to come out when I was your age. So, we have our next song. What is our second song of the show, Carmel?
Our second song is This Is What You Came For from Rihanna and Calvin Harris.
Can you tell us a little bit about Rihanna and Calvin Harris? Do you know any facts about them?
Rihanna is from Barbados and Calvin Harris is a famous American DJ.
Wow, okay, that's super interesting. So, why do you like this song, Carlotta? Why do you like this song?
Because it's very danceable.
It's danceable. Oh, that's a great reason to like a song. So, we have This Is What You Came For by Rihanna and Scottish DJ Calvin Harris.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
That was the very danceable new single from Rihanna and Calvin Harris, who is actually Scottish. So next we are going to hear from this week's sports reporter, Pietro, who's going to tell us all about his favorite sport. What's your favorite sport, Pietro?
Judo.
Judo. Okay, take it away, Pietro.
The sport I want to speak about is judo. That's my favorite sport. Igoro Kano made this sport in 1861. The word judo means the strength of the flexible, because you use the force of your partner to let him fall. The grade in the sport is shown by the belt. After 5 years of training, you can reach the black belt. To have it, you have to accumulate points in fights or you have to show some techniques. After the black belt, there are the dans. They show your level of preparation. There are 12 dans. From the first dan to the fifth dan, the belt is black. From the sixth dan to the eighth dan, the belt is red wide. From the ninth dan to the 11th dan, the belt is red. Any European went over the 10th dan. After Igoro Kano's death, they decided to give him the 12th dan. Thank you for attention.
So you love judo, do you, Pietro?
Yes.
Do you practice it?
Yes.
How often?
3 times a week.
And what belt do you have?
I'm a white belt.
You're a white belt. Fantastic. Are you going? Do you hope to be a black belt?
I hope so.
One day.
One day.
If you keep practicing.
Yes.
Okay, so next we have some exciting gossip from Sophia. Sophia, let's hear what the latest celebrity gossip is this week. Tell us all about it.
Okay, Justin Bieber was spotted out with Rita Ora, but he said that they are just friends, nothing else. In an interview, Ariana Grande said that she will marry her boyfriend Ricky, but she thinks that she is not ready now. Camila Cabello, a member of Fifth Harmony, is a good friend of Shawn Mendes, a singer. There is a rumor going around, and it's that they are dating. Is it true? Selena Gomez is the ex-girlfriend of Justin Bieber. They broke up in 2014, but he is missing her, and even if he is trying to date other girls, he will always love her. Nothing else. She is trying to change her life and forgive him, just feeling good about herself. In fact, her new album is called Revival. Ariana Grande's new album is called Dangerous Woman, and the video has 167 million of views on YouTube. The new song by Rihanna is This Is What You Came For, and it's a hit of the summer.
So, some really interesting gossip there from Sophia. We've already heard This Is What You Came For. Maybe we'll hear this fantastic Ariana Grande song later on in the show. Let's see. So, the past 2 weeks, we have had some fantastic horoscopes. If anybody has been keeping up... if anybody has been keeping up with the horoscopes, we have a new psychic with us today, Julia, who is ready to tell us all about what the next week holds for us. Julia, let's hear it.
Okay. Aquarius, you will meet a person that will become very important for you in the future. Pay attention at the Scorpios. Pisces, you will have an argument with one of your best friends. On Wednesday, don't forget to put your favorite socks on. Aries, have you ever minded getting a pet? They are adorable creators. Thursday will be your lucky day. Taurus, you will meet your real soulmate in a strange place, but one of your friends will betray you. Gemini, take care of yourself and smile, always. Someone will notice you. You will pass an important exam that will give you a lot of new opportunities. Cancer, are you ready for the summer? That's your lucky season. Trust your friends and don't care about negative rumors about you. Leo, one person that you like a lot will reveal herself as a bad friend. You will develop a new hobby. Virgo, it's too late for someone's apologize. You have to accept that your life continues, leaving some friends behind. Scorpio, you will realize one of your biggest dreams. Do not lose contact with your old friends. They are always important. Sagittarius, you will discover a hidden talent that will bring you good results. Don't forget your family and friends. Capricorn, you will meet the love of your life, but there will be some complication in your relationship. Your lucky day is Friday. Libra, beware a new person that arrives all of a sudden in your life. Remember to see the glass half full, always.
Ooh. Julia, what's your star sign?
Scorpio.
And are you going to have a good week or a bad week?
A good week.
Oh, thank goodness. Me and Carmel are a little bit worried because we think we might have an argument next week. We hope our horoscopes won't come true. Okay, so now it's time for another song. Carlotta, what is our next song?
Our next song is Dangerous Woman from Ariana Grande.
Ah, yes. Sophia was telling us about this song. Can you tell us something about Ariana Grande?
She's a young girl and she's from America. And she has a great, really good voice.
Okay, fantastic. And why do you like this song? Because. Because is a good reason to.
Yes.
Okay, so this is Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin, oh my God, don't you stop, boy. Something about
So, as you can hear, we've got a lot of really excellent music this week. These girls and Pietro all love music. So, Julia, who is your favorite group or singer?
I don't know.
You don't know? Because I've heard you listening to some fantastic music this week.
Yeah, I like All Time Low,
mm-hmm.
5 Seconds of Summer.
All Time Low, they're very important, right?
Yes.
What about One Direction?
I like them too.
Yeah? Who's your favorite person in One Direction?
Harry.
Harry. Harry's my favorite too. And so music is really, really important to you, Julia.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit why music is so important to you?
Have you ever heard a great sound that gives you the power to take on the world? Recent studies demonstrated that certain songs make our brain produce substances that help making us happy or giving us a charge of energy. For example, classical music can help us while we are studying because it makes easier to concentrate on that certain argument. It can also help to fall asleep in the night because it has the same relaxing power as a cup of tea. If you want to go running, put your earphones on and make your favorite song start playing at a high volume. It will help you forget exhaustion and continue your training in a good mood. Finally, remember, good songs often help in sad moments. It's better to cry for a very sad lyric than for your ex-boyfriend. He doesn't deserve your tears. Always keep a smile on your face and remember to sing in the shower like there's no tomorrow and to thank your great imaginary audience when you finish washing your hair. I always give my best performance in my shower.
Me too. What's your favorite song to sing in the shower? Or do you have one?
I don't have one.
I like Perfect by One Direction. I think that's a really good song. So, while we're being a little bit silly, Julia has devised a quiz to make fun of me, which I'm really looking forward to trying out. Okay, so Julia, what's the quiz? Let's hear a little bit about the quiz.
At the camp, we have 9 English teachers. Most of them speak no Italian because they spend all week teaching us English. We have decided to teach them some Italian.
Oh no, I'm scared. How are you going to teach me Italian?
I don't know.
You're going to ask me some questions?
Maybe.
Okay, well, let's hear them.
Listen and translate.
Okay, so I'm going to do some translation.
Hi, my name is Chloe.
Ciao. Mi chamo Chloe. Is that right?
No.
Oh, dear. What's next?
How old are you?
Te 22 anni. I don't know. I can't speak Italian. No. Is that right or wrong?
No. Wrong.
No? Completely wrong?
Yes.
Okay. What's next?
Yesterday I went to the cinema.
Yeah. No. Andare a cine? No? Completely wrong again?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to teach me after when we're finished.
Test 2. Repeat and listen.
Okay.
Ciao, come stai?
Ciao, come stai?
Da quanto tempo?
Da quanto tempo?
Okay. And test 3. Say a phrase in Italian.
Say a phrase in Italian. Domani, domani, domani. Domani? Yeah. Ascolta... Basta. I know the important Italian phrases. How was my Italian?
6.
I got a 6, guys. I got a 6. I passed. Okay, so that was the last of our fun activities. We'll have one more song and then we'll say goodbye to you. So, Carlota, what is our last song of the show?
Our last song is No Money from Galantis.
Do you know anything about this group? Nothing? I think they're DJs.
Yes.
I Googled them before. I think they're Swedish DJs, but they play music in English?
Yes.
Why do you like this song?
Oh, because it's danceable.
Danceable? Just like the Rihanna song?
Yes.
All of your music is very, very danceable. I like it a lot. So for our last song, we've got No Money by Galantis.
No money, I'm not trying to be funny, but I left it all at home today. You can call me what you wanna, I ain't giving you a dollar. This time I ain't gonna run away.
So, because the girls want to have a dance party in the studio right now to all their danceable music, I think it's time to say goodbye for the week and to tune in next week to Englishland Radio. So, girls, can you come over here and say goodbye to the listeners?
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And for our final song to play us out, we will have Best Song Ever by One Direction, a fandom that I know a lot of girls this age are really, really into. So, playing us out, Best Song Ever by One Direction.